It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Thursday, April 18th. Took me a minute to see that.
Okay.
Thursday, April 18th at 10:44 a.m. The reason that I paused is because we have just had a whirlwind of activity here at City Hall all this week. Today, we have been meeting about the air show, which is coming up May 4th and 5th. And I'm betting you we're going to have anywhere between 100 to 150,000 people here in Biloxi for the air show on May 4th and 5th. And one thing we don't want people to overlook is those Thunderbirds are going to be here in Biloxi probably on the 2nd and 3rd as well, because they're going to be doing some practicing to get a read on where the landmarks are in the community to help them with their navigation. And that's just going to be so exciting. Keesler is billing it as the Thunder Over the Sound Biloxi and Keesler Air and Space Show. What's going to be interesting about this show is it's going to be, Keesler says it's the first time that a community such as Biloxi and Keesler have worked this closely on an air show. But what's going to be interesting about it is it's actually going to be in two locations. And here to mention a little bit about the air show is our public affairs specialist, Miss Cecilia Dobbs-Walton. I should say Mrs.
Thank you. Yeah, the air show is going to be exciting. Like you said, it'll be May 4th and 5th. It'll be on Keesler and on the Biloxi Beach. It'll be both days, May 4th and 5th. Gates will open at 7:30. Two gates, the Meadows and the Pass Road Gate, I believe, will open at 7:30. Activities start at 8:30 on the flight line. And that will include, there will be concessions, there will be static displays, and then starting at 1, there will be performances off base over the Biloxi Sound just south of White Avenue, and that will go until 5 o'clock. Now, the Thunderbirds will end the show, so they'll be performing around 4-ish. Don't quote me on the time, but they'll be the last act of the performance on both days. Now, access to on-base and off-base is free. There will be 5 parking lots throughout East Biloxi. One will be at the Coliseum, which there will be a $5 charge for parking. All the other 4 will be free. There will be one off 5th Street. There will be one on Back Bay. There will be one off of...
Off Back Bay, whenever you come off the I-110, right there at the Bayview exit, you can go to the right, and there's a location known as Harrison Court, which is about 3 blocks to the west of I-110. Or, if you prefer, you can go to the left, and you can go to the IP Casino Resort public parking area. And then, once you park at these locations, which is what we are recommending, then what happens?
Thanks for that. I'm not very good at directions. Thank you for that. But when you park at each location, there will be an indicator of what color that location, that parking lot is, and there will be a bus that will shuttle the people that park there to Keesler and then to the Biloxi Beach. It'll be a continuous route, so make sure you remember what color parking lot you're parked in so you can make sure if it's the red parking lot or the green parking lot or the blue parking lot, you get on that shuttle that will run. And again, it runs continuous throughout the day to go back and forth. And again, activities will be on base and off base, and you will have access to get on base and off base by riding on this shuttle.
And the show's going to be the same show Saturday and Sunday. But we know that you're going to want to come on both days to see it, and you'll probably want to come for the rehearsals.
True, yeah, there'll be practices on Thursday and Friday, so there'll be practicing over the Mississippi Sound. Kind of, I guess, from Porter Avenue to Rodenburg, kind of over that area will be kind of where they'll be performing. A lot of traffic may be, people may be parking in that area, so be cautious on that Thursday and Friday prior to the air show. But also one thing I want to mention, during the air show on May 4th and 5th, on the beach, just kind of in that little area around White Avenue, there will be a few parking bays that will be used just for food trucks. There will also be portalettes throughout the beach, but food trucks for people to walk to and get food. You can bring your lawn chair, make sure you bring plenty of water, make sure you bring plenty of sunscreen. And you can go online at our website, Biloxi.ms.us, and you can click on the little air show link and go there, and you can see what items are prohibited for on base and off base on the beach. We're also going to have all this information listed in our May Be News newsletter, that Be News monthly newsletter that's going out hopefully around next week, the end of the month. So it will be out to all addresses in the city of Biloxi, and then it'll be at some key locations like the Biloxi Visitor Center and maybe the Edgewater Mall, so you can get the information. It'll have a map of on-base, off-base. It'll have all these details of all this information. It'll have a list of the performers that are going to be performing throughout the day, so that has a lot of information that we're putting out. And, of course, that information will be on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
We talk a lot about Thunderbirds, but the Thunderbirds are only part of this show. When you go out to that flight line out there, there are going to be some of the secondary acts. The performers will perform a little air show in the air out there, but more importantly, you're going to see those, I think they call them the global load masters. These are the huge airplanes, those huge jets, where the front of the plane actually goes up while it's on the ground, the front of the plane opens up. And that's usually where they drive, military vehicles into the front. You will be able to take your children, your spouse, your friends into that airplane and appreciate the immense size of that airplane. And William, you got to think it's just a proud day for people to look at all of this.
It's a real touch of Americana, of who we are and what our military is. And you're going to be able to see and touch and firsthand and experience it. And as Vincent was saying, you do want to go to the event and walk into this one particular jet and look around, and then you can visualize. And as a precursor, think about a tank. You all know what a tank. Now imagine a tank driving in, and it's going to be very comfortably airlifted up inside, contained. So you can imagine, it's almost like a small city.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Something that heavy can fly.
And then, I did do some research. We were going to have a 1911 Curtiss pusher, but they couldn't get the two-cylinder engine started, so maybe next year.
Right. I thought it was going to be something steam-powered. Cecilia, okay, we've talked about the air show, and we say the air show this early because we want people to know how big of a deal it is. Mm.
And one thing I do want to mention, during the air show on May 4th and 5th, Biloxi Police Department will have a traffic plan. So there will be cones that will be put out at certain times. They will create the innermost lanes just for emergency traffic, and it will also be for a lot of the bus routes to go around on that lane. So if you're coming to the event on the 4th and 5th, just make sure to arrive early and be patient whenever you leave. There'll be a lot of traffic going in and out. There'll be a lot of police officers and volunteers out near the roadways directing traffic, helping everybody to get where they need to go.
That's the big thing. Just be patient, know to arrive early. And as John Miller, our police chief, always says, plan on having a good time. As Chief Miller said about spring break the other day and about the air show, why not be the first person to arrive?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about traffic or anything else. So we're looking forward to just a great weekend, which actually could start as early as Wednesday or Thursday. And that's when the police will be putting the cones out. And we just saw the cones for spring break. And Cecilia's spring break just went great.
It did. It did. I think, like we had talked about on the show before, that there was they anticipated a smaller crowd. And it was. It was about 30,000 that came. But there was traffic seemed to flow smoothly. They had their traffic planned and their cones out. The police did. They had the cones out. They had officers out directing traffic. And the Biloxi Police Department said it seemed to be a good time for all.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of the spring breakers also talked about. Now, people always talk about the big police presence. The reason we have the big police presence is to make sure traffic keeps moving. And if there's an issue somewhere, they broke down car, whatever, they go and make sure to help push the car off the road or whatever. Or if somebody just decides to get out of their car in the middle of the highway, they deal with that issue as well. And one of the greatest things is that we are seeing the number of traffic tickets go down, we're seeing the number of accidents go down, and we're seeing the number of arrests go down. And I base that on what we saw 3, 4, and 5 years ago.
You know, if you think back, ladies and gentlemen, the many podcasts, when we come around these events, spring break, or the air show, et cetera, have you noticed that we will announce this has gone down, the problem's gone down, the tickets have gone down. So this is really a city that has mastered the ability to take on large events and handle them smoothly.
Right, exactly. Now, John Miller will probably disagree with you on mastered, because there are challenges at every one. Right. And the biggest thing that they can find is the most preparation that they can do and the most communication that they can do with the public. It really helps everything. What else?
Well, as you're talking about communication with the public, you can make sure, like if there is a major event, such as Spring Break and such as the Thunderbirds Air Show that's coming in, just sign up for our Be Alerts. Just text Biloxi, B-I-L-O-X-I, to 88877. And we'll put out traffic alerts to let you know if traffic is heavy in one area, if a road is closed, if there's an accident in the area. And one little thing to mention, too, is you can also go to the City of Biloxi's website. Click on the top left where it's the picture of the lighthouse, and you can see the lighthouse cam, so that can kind of show you what the traffic is going on that in that area as well.
That phone service is excellent, folks. I have to do a lot of traveling. It comes in all hours. It is extremely helpful, even not only on the beach, but back roads, left, right, up and down. I'm telling you, put it on your phone. It's a great help.
Yes, all you got to do is go to your phone, to your text messaging app, or whatever it is that messaging is called on your phone, and just key in. Text Biloxi, B-I-L-O-X-I, to 888-777. There's no charge for this, and it comes directly to you. If you ever say, gee, I don't need this anymore, just reply with the letter STOP, S-T-O-P, and we will not bother you again, and you can sign up again if you ever want to. We try to be judicious in that service. We try not to overload people, and it's just something that's really worked out well. Cecilia, we got the Shuckers happening. Explain that.
Yeah, the Biloxi Shuckers actually tonight, Thursday, April the 18th, Biloxi Shuckers will continue their homestand with the Blue Wahoos, and then they're going to play one more game, and then they're going to start another five-game homestand at the MGM Park with Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. So there's a lot of games going on. The Biloxi Shuckers have a lot of promotions. You've heard Garrett Green come on the show and talk about the promotions that's available. They have something going on every day for every home game, you know, such as fireworks on sometimes Fridays after the games. They have a T-shirt Tuesdays. They have Barks and Brews on Mondays where you can bring your dog and you can get a drink. They have a lot of drink specials. They have a lot of food specials. So make sure you go online and check that out at Biloxi Shuckers website, and you can get the schedule of the upcoming games. Again, they have a game going on tonight and tomorrow, and then they start another five-game homestand. So there's a lot of games playing at MGM Park that you can get a ticket to go and see before they go back out on the road.
Big thing that we had happen this week was over at the Development Review Committee. And the Development Review Committee is within the Biloxi Community Development Department. Development Review Committee brings together police department, fire department, public works, engineering, historic preservation, land use and zoning. We bring in all of these different disciplines, a representative of each of those areas, and a developer will come in and the developer will say, this is what I'm looking to do. Do we have any problems? And they go around the table. And instead of that developer having to go to each one of these departments, Jerry Creel, the community development director, has came up with this idea years ago, where it's a one-stop shop. Oh. And so they tell you what you need to do, and then you come back and you say, here it is, I've done what I needed to do. What do you think now? And then if they have the proper zoning and everything, then boom, they go right on into getting a building permit, et cetera. However, if they are part of something known as, like say down there at Casino Magic, where Margaritaville is located, started there three or four years ago. Margaritaville was able to go to the DRC, and then they were able to start rocking and rolling. So now, this week, Margaritaville has come back to the DRC, and they have said, we are looking to have our amusement park that you've heard so much about, and we're going to build another hotel right over here to the west of the amusement park. This is all on the existing property. So the DRC reviewed the plans, et cetera. They were, when Casino Magic was there, there was a master plan for that area. Whenever Margaritaville bought it and made its changes, Margaritaville stayed within the same footprint. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Now they are, we are happy to say, they are significantly growing that footprint to incorporate that amusement park, which is going to be have a huge Ferris wheel right in the middle of it. Do you know why they call it a Ferris wheel?
I do not.
You know why, don't you? There was a
gentleman that invented it, and his name was Ferris, and it was a wheel.
Thank you very much. Cecilia learns, she learns something new every day. So what happened with Margaritaville, and we're so excited about this, as Jerry Creel explained it to them in the DRC, you are significantly increasing the footprint of what you have down here. So what that means is they're going to go to the Planning Commission, where we envision no problems. Then they are going to go to the City Council, where we envision no problems. Public notice has to be given so residents and others know what's going to be the plan. And if people want to come out and to one of the planning to the Planning Commission meeting or to the City Council meeting, they can come out and comment. And then once they get those two approvals, which could be 6 to 8 weeks, the people from Margaritaville, the Barrington Group, they are anxious to begin work, and we, as Jerry will tell you, as Mayor Gillish will tell you, we do not want to stand in their way. So you can see construction begins summer of this year, probably in a couple of months or so, but summer for sure, construction will begin on a project that has been tabbed anywhere from $140 million to $200 million. The great thing about Margaritaville, as Mayor Gillish has said, number one, it's already been successful, but number two, it's a family resort. And we've heard so often about how we need to expand what we have to incorporate more of an attraction. And man, you get that brand Margaritaville in there. Cecilia went the first day that the hotel was opening years ago, and we had, I think it was thousands and thousands of views of just the pictures at the time. And that was one of our biggest things back then. The other thing is short-term rentals is continuing to move forward through the process. There's going to be a special meeting, a workshop coming up next week. You can see the details on that. A number of people have been following that short-term rental issue. The people who have been following it are people who are interested in buying condominiums to transfer them into short-term rentals, and there are a number of residents who live near some of those condominiums or in the condominium building itself who are concerned about having that come into their neighborhood, so what they consider a quasi-commercial use. And look on the city's website, and you'll see a story right there about that. Gives you the times of the meeting, gives you the issues, and what you need to know. Cecilia, what am I leaving out?
Well, just this weekend, the Parks and Recreation Department is holding their summer playground program registration for the Biloxi school sites. That'll be Saturday, April the 20th from 9 to noon at the Donald Snyder Center on Pass Road. This is for Biloxi residents, and it's open to children ages 5 through 14, the camp is. We're now registration for this event on Saturday is usually, close to 9 whenever it opens. There's usually a long line, so come prepared, but come early to make sure you can get the site that you want.
One thing that happened this past weekend was you talk about there's usually a crowd and people get there early. There were a couple of people who were there this past Saturday. They sent us a message saying, when are they going to get here to open the doors? I said, you're early. You're a week early.
So that just tells you how kind of important and kind of sought out this program is for parents to get their children
in. Why do you think this program is so popular?
Because there's so much exciting things to do. They take care of the children, make sure they have staff that's going to be attentive and care for the children. And there's a lot of activities. They go swimming. They go to the movies. They go skating. There's always something for them to do, so they're never bored. And then it ends with a talent show, which is, like, hugely popular. The kids, like, ask for it every year. Are we going to do this year? Are we going to do it this year? So that's super popular. So there's a lot of activities and excitement for the kids to be involved in the summer program.
The other thing is it's inexpensive. Is it $30 a week or so? And what you're looking at is $40 a week, including meals. And if you pay a one-time, I think it's a $10 fee, it's called the Latchkey Program. It goes to 6 o'clock in the evening. So let's say if you wanted to do daycare 5 days a week, do you think you're going to find some place for that fee? The state mandates that if you run a daycare, you have to have no more than a 25-to-1 counselor
child.
Wow.
25-to-1. We do 15-to-1. So it's a little bit, you know what I mean? It's we take that responsibility very seriously when you put your children in the care of the city.
Since you mentioned the fees, I'll say for Biloxi residents, $10 registration fee, $40 weekly fee the first child, $20 for each additional, $60 for the field trip fee, which is just one time for the whole summer, and the $60 latchkey fee, just one time for the whole summer, and that's latchkeys for any child staying from 3 to 6 p.m. And then non-Biloxi residents, it's $20 registration fee, $60 weekly fee, $25 additional child, and then, of course, the $60 field trip and $60 latchkey fee. Another one-time fee.
This sounds like a lot of fees, but however, those one-time fees cover a program that runs, if I'm not mistaken, 8 weeks?
It does, and then if you come in the registration on April the 20th, you pay all those fees for the first week, and then every week after that, you just pay the $40 or $60 every Monday at the site once a week, and you're done for the whole summer. But again, registration starts Saturday, April the 20th. Late registration will continue until May 17th, 8 to 4 at the Parks and Recreation office on Hiller Park Drive. And then also this weekend, the Second Liners are going to have the Biloxi Second Liners are going to have the 14th annual Easter Extravaganza. That's going to be at John Henry Beck Park on Easter Sunday from 2 to 5. It's free. There will be prizes for ages 1 to 12. There will be Easter baskets, food, music, and games. So on all that information, and in addition to the Shucker information and their games, you can go to our website at biloxi.ms.us.
We have talked and talked and talked about Howard Avenue. We now have some great news on Howard Avenue. Everybody saw where it opened up a few weeks ago, finally. But May 17th, circle that on your calendar. There is going to be a big party right in the middle of the area between Raynor and Lemieux, the brick dance floor, the parquet dance floor, as the mayor calls it, right in the center of that. We joked about it last week. Why are we choosing the area right there? There used to be a bar there called the Union Bar, which was rather notorious. Right north of it was on Magnolia was a bookie joint. I'm sorry, that's what it was. It was called the 406 Club. The mayor told me we're not focusing on those things, but if you look at the geographic center of downtown, that's where it is, right there at Magnolia and Howard. And it's right underneath what used to be the Elliott Jewelry. You got the cupola on the end, which is for Elsie's Hardware. And then you get Lemieux. Then you got one right in the middle, which used to be Elliott's Jewelry. Prior to that, it was the Union Bar. So the mayor is calling that location for that day on May 17th, the Reunion at the Union. And it begins at 4:06 p.m. in the afternoon on May 7th, which is a nod.
17th.
That's a nod to the 406 Club. All of that information is going to be on the city website. Anything else, or are we done?
And that's going to be in our main newsletter, so make sure you pick that up when it comes out.
That's it, William. We've talked and talked and talked.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.